I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Soul School, everyone. This is lesson 30, collaboration. I've done 30 lessons of Soul School. When I began in October, I didn't know if I was going to even continue past October and doing Soul School, but for some people, this is their favorite part of listening to what I'm doing with the Spark My Muse podcast. I love doing guest interviews, and I will continue to do them probably once a week on Fridays, and I think I will continue to do Soul School on Wednesdays, but I am going to shift things a little bit. Soul School is also funded by Patreon patrons at patreon.com/sparkmymuse. But what I want to do is engage in something I believe in very strongly, and that's collaboration. I want to make sure that more people are participating collaboratively with me and sponsoring the show, even at the tiniest amount, $1 a month. And then for that dollar, you get a lot more say-so in what happens in the show, and help me do it. I want your input, and I want to be able to ask you what you would like to hear. If there's a topic that you enjoyed, I want to know what you enjoyed and what I should dig into more deeply. I also plan to collaborate much more intently with other creators. Currently, I already collaborate with James Prescott, and we do a SynCreate project together, really with anyone who wants to create with us. And for May, the theme is identity. And so we invite you, we invite anyone who wants to create anything related to identity to do that, whether that's making a photo about how they see identity in their own lives, writing a blog post or an essay, creating a video. If you've come into your own in any way, or if you've switched your identity from one thing to another, or if it's been evolving through the years, or in some way you've discovered something about your own identity that's worth sharing with the world and you want to express that, we are inviting people to do that. And if you share that in the world and you use the hashtag SynCreate, S-Y-N, create, we will look for that on Twitter. And if you also want to join the Facebook group, the SynCreate group on Facebook, we will look for what you're creating and we will share it with as many people as we can. And it's that kind of collaboration that is really energizing to me. And that's why I want to make it more pronounced in what I'm doing with the podcast. I'm also going to be collaborating with Jeff Sanquist of the Intentionally Wandering podcast. And we will be doing something in June together as an event. And there'll be more details on that to come. I'm very excited about that. I'm also collaborating with Adam and John from the Deconstructionist podcast. And they're two great guys that I have a lot of fun with. They feel like blood brothers to me. And maybe there's something you do that connects with what I do. And you can contact me and share with me what you do and what we might be able to do together. Perhaps you know someone and you think, you would do great to connect with this person I know. And maybe somebody you know would do well on my show or need some extra exposure. And you can connect us, and I can see if it would make a good fit. So just reach out, contact me. On Twitter, I'm at Lisa DeLay on Twitter, and you can just Google search me, you'll find me. That's kind of the direction I want to take Spark My Muse in, starting in May. So I hope you'll come along and join me in that. And as a supporting member of Spark My Muse, at starting at $1 a month, you get some say-so in how the show goes from here on out. In terms of collaboration and how it's one of my core values, this is kind of how I see it. We're all longing in some way, especially as creators, there's this sort of place in us that desires to create things for the world, for expression, and to be known in some way. And so we make things, we share things. And this longing becomes soothed by belonging. And so in terms of creating and finding our way, we find a home in others receiving our work and acknowledging it and appreciating it. And through that, we find belonging. And so our longing is sort of turned upside down and redeemed into something else. And that's why collaboration can be so fulfilling and meaningful. Because it takes something that we're doing on our own that we very well might be applauded for or recognized for and get pats on the back for. But it spreads that out and shares that among other people. And that way also, you are sort of insulated from success and you're sort of insulated from failure as well. So you can share success and share failure. That way the highs and lows don't hit you as hard either. And I'm not saying that successful things aren't good to appreciate and that having failures aren't good to struggle through sometimes. They are. But the nice thing about collaborating is that there's a synthesis that happens and you can feed off of each other with creative energies. My homework for you today on Soul School is to look for some way in your life, whether you're a creative person or not, but to co-create with someone else in some way, whether that's just a conversation and some ideas are going back and forth in a collaborative conversation, or that's kind of starting a project together. Maybe you want to help someone repair something on their house. Maybe you want to make a meal together with somebody. Maybe it's just something that you haven't done before and you want to explore a new hiking trail. And you're going to kind of co-create an experience together collaboratively with someone else. That's my homework, that you look for an opportunity to work in collaboration on something small or something big with someone else in your life. That could be on the internet or in the flesh. And that's my challenge for you, to take some Soul School homework and see what you can come up with. And if you'd like to join in collaboratively with me for this program and support it and have a say-so in how this show moves forward, I encourage you to do that. You can go to sparkmymuse.com and find links there to Patreon, or you can just go to patreon.com. It's like patron with an E, patreon.com/SparkMyMuse. And I invite you to join me in what I'm doing and join others, and we can do this together. And I think the way forward is together. It's not just me trying to make this work on my own. I've always appreciated working with other people in creative work. I've always gained so much energy with the ideas of other people mixed in with the ideas of my own, reading books and hearing other people's ideas and just conversing back and forth. And I'm actually hoping to have new voices on the show. All the people I mentioned that I'm collaborating with, they're all white males. And I have no problem with white males, but I want diverse voices too. So if you have suggestions for diverse voices, they're harder to find, but I want to put in the extra effort to make sure I find them. And so I would really appreciate your recommendations and your suggestions. So please send them to me. I'm very grateful for your help. And I wish you blessing and peace.